park, now the dills, sweet tangy dills, hang on the tree for all to see. Christmas is here, all full of cheer, from near and far, sealed in a jar, floating in brine, fresh all the time, great on a dog, not with eggnog. On the tree they're hung, behold the joy, behold the fun, for all for one. Look up and in, find of your kin, for then you win, special something. It's in the tree, between you and me, hidden so well, please do not tell. Peter Piper picked a pickle pebbles,
pick a pie for a pickle,
Peter Piper better pick.
Vegetables, vegetables, you have to eat your vegetables. Vegetables, vegetables, you have to
Biselli Bonduelli, la verdura è un'attrazione.
This is a song about vegetables, they keep you regular, they're real good for you.
The vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they
call any vegetable,
call any vegetable,
pick up your phone,
call any vegetable,
think of a vegetable,
call any
vegetable, lonely at home,
call any vegetable.
The chances are good that a vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know. You don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to hide?
Wow! Wow!
People don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? But the answer is simple, my friends. Just call and tell them how you feel about muffins, pumpkins, wax paper, Caledonia mahogany's elbows, and green things in general. And soon a new rapport, you and your new little green and yellow buddies, grooving together, oh no, maintaining your coolness together, worshiping together in the church of your choice, only in America.
Call it my name. Well, you gotta call one today. When you get off the train, call any vegetable, and the chances are good, ah, that the vegetable will respond to you.
Oh no, can you see them responding? The pumpkin is breathing hard.
Down in the valley so low, that's where my vegetables grow. In the valley of vegetables, in the valley of vegetables, where the garden is always full, in the valley of vegetables.
Always jumping. cabbage, a delectable plant packed with mostly water. You thirsty? Pick up a refreshingly moist kale salad complete with freshly squeezed sour water. If you're brave enough, leave the toothpicks at home. Kale salad. Good enough to feed an entire family of rabbits.
I have A and C in me. I come from the tomato family. And if you have A and C in you, you'll be as healthy as can be.
Why, there's a great big storm a-coming, but storms don't bother me, 'cause I'm just as strong as I can be. Why, my family's lived here on Farmer Davy's land for over 100 years. We just keep growing bigger and bigger each and every year because he leaves us here. Of course, some of us go on to higher calling, and it's just about the greatest honor any vegetable can have.
Well, I come from the broccoli family, and I'm sure that we have more vitamins in us than you have in yourself.
Well, I have vitamin A and calcium too.
Well, I'm not quite sure what the broccoli family has in it, but I know it must be a lot more than you.
Why, here they come. Why, they're looking at me.
Why, they're gonna pick me. They're gonna pick me.
I just can't believe it. After all these years, they're gonna finally pick me.
Why, my mom will be so proud of me.
Swimming around feels a lot better than I thought it would.
Wow, this is lots of fun. I just can't wait to be a part of Farmer Davy now. This is the grandest honor any vegetable could have.
Was a cross between a nut and a pumpkin. She rang her husband at the club and she did say, "Darling, do come home, 'cause I bought you a nut pumpkin." He said, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin. I've always been a stray, but I'm in love with you." She said, "My dear, I have found a club too, so now I'll stay out most nights like you. I'll be a strong member, they'll need me badly too, so I wonder, darling, when I'll be seeing you." He said, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin. I've always been a stray, but I'm in love with you." She went home one day from the club with a bean and a nut pumpkin or two. She said, "I'll cook these for dinner, darling, just for you. 'Cause I have to be back at the club quick smart. There's a very special meeting, like the ones you have so often, dear heart. So this is bye-bye and just a quick greeting." He said, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin. I've always been a stray, but I'm in love with you." She awoke one morning just before 4. Next pillow to her she heard a gentle rhythmic snore. As she wasn't alone anymore, she said, "Have I seen your face someplace before?" Her husband growled, "A nut is a nut and a pumpkin is a pumpkin, but a nut pumpkin is a stray, I'm telling you. A bean is a bean and not a nut pumpkin." He said, "Darling, don't stray, 'cause I'm in love with you. Cuddle me up, 'cause I'm in love with you."
many trees when you're having dinner with me?
Broccoli.
Girl, better give me that rock, rock. Stew it all up in a crock pot. Put it on the board, get the top crop. Saute all day with a chop, chop, chop. Ooh. Give me them green trees, all in a bowl, and I'm trolling these. Kids all cool with their Lunchables. Don't talk to me, I got
broccoli.
Pop, I need that spinach, all I need is broccoli. Top is soft and fluffy, and the bottom's muscly. Excited and delighted at the sight of mini trees. Don't you spill my bowl, just fill it. When you grill it, we gon' see.
I got something you should try. It's crunchy, green, and yummy, and it's about to blow your mind. It's low on calories, and it looks like mini trees. When you're having dinner with me,
we're having broccoli.
Give me these sweet peas while I eat with a spoon. Girl, I got some broccoli for you. Eat it, cheddar, steam it hot. Backwards day, it's Coley Brock.
Great with beef, Chinese soup, bomb with cheese. Try this soup. When the kids say no, that's more for me. Flame it in my mouth for the alley-oop.
Steam it, grill it, fry it.
Nah.
Me and ODB, we like it.
Raw.
When it hits in the T-I-M-E,
we're having broccoli.
Smother it in cheese, submerge it in a soup, bake it in a cake, I don't care! Just shut your pie hole and eat it! Broccoli! Quit your whining and eat it!
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chop down my vegetables, I love you. My favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables card off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so embarrassed.
Be lazy, boy. I know that you feel.
your favorite vegetable. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable.
Young friends we met with such untimely ends, surely miss them at our dinner table. Their passing we commemorate, condemned to eat the things we hate, everyone a dreaded vegetable. Such a terrible sight to see, a lethal dose of broccoli consumed by Lori just the other day. And did you hear that Jimmy's gone? We all know who to blame it on. That bowl of stewed tomatoes had the last say. Choked on lima beans, Rick succumbed to spinach greens, and Billy died from just one bite of chard. Freddy downed one Brussels sprout, did him in and wiped him out. He's buried in the garden in our backyard. We used to have some fine young friends who met with such untimely ends, surely miss them at our dinner table. Their passing we commemorate, condemned to eat the things we hate, everyone a dreaded vegetable. Poor Leanne was such a dear, she died from eating beets of fear, and eggplant it was Jonathan's demise. Nasty old asparagus went and did away with Chris, and artichoke killed Ron, I'm telling no lies. You can argue all you please, but David died from eating peas. Carrots are what sealed Barry's fate. Kathy spent her final hour chewing bites of cauliflower. The intravenous Haagen-Dazs was too late. We used to have some fine young friends, and met with such untimely ends. Surely miss them at our dinner table. Their passing we commemorate, condemned to eat the things we hate, everyone a dreaded vegetable.
Anybody here wants to try my cabin? Just step this way. Everybody here likes to buy good cabbage. Tough hollow hay. Gave some to the parson and he shook with glee. He took a collection, gave it all to me. Anybody here want to try my cabbage? Come step this way.
Won't come unstuck. It's kind of welded to some broccoli. God, I think it's broccoli. Why is this broccoli pink? How about the onion dip? You think it's any good, or should we toss it to the dog? It looks okay, but I don't know. And by the way, I stopped off at the Belvedere Oasis, which is such a pretty name for such an ugly place to go. They shove those puffy sandwiches in sacks like so much garbage, and their shakes are largely lather, but I bought one anyhow. Look at this, it's sauerkraut. Now when did we have sauerkraut? Whatever this stuff was, it sure is sauerkraut by now. Coming back, I heard a show about Oppenheimer, what's his name, and how they made the bomb to prove a point. They didn't even know if it would start a chain reaction that would move into the atmosphere and vaporize the joint. Could you dump this ice out in the bathtub? Can you dig it? You were dumping out the ice to make some room to make some more. How'd you like a chicken that came over with Columbus? Well, I've got one here. Don't mention it, dear. That's what friends are for. Remember back in grammar school, they used to have those drills where they would make it crawl beneath your desk for when the bomb would come. The hell with those evacuation routes and all those shelters. I just bought myself a desk. You know, I'm really not that dumb. These carrots were a little more excited when I bought them. Lord, and here's a slice of bread. Looks like a $20 bill. There's a thing at Tupperware that's full of marijuana. If the stuff improves with age, it's probably good enough to kill. Don't you ever wonder what became of all the activists like us who tried to make a little noise about the war? They must have got absorbed into the general flow of balderdash, and no one seems to pay much attention anymore. Someday, if I get it all together in my life, I may go buy a new refrigerator. This one's got to go. Why would anybody keep a yam as long as I do? Suppose I thought it'd come in handy, and you never really know.
Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's come to that time of year when we have to kind of start battening down the hatches for the summer. People up here close their camps. People elsewhere do whatever they do. But it's time to bring in the harvest. The harvest has come. All these gardens that have been around all summer, cleaning them up. My wife is busy doing that with hers, ours. I generally don't touch it. I have a brown thumb. I'm especially good at ripping it apart. So we'll be doing that while we're loading in the wood, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But tonight I thought we would just pay tribute to all the gardens in the world and have a show about vegetables. Why not, right? So we started with Mothers of Invention, of course. Call any vegetable. The Valley of the Vegetables was Lori Berkner and her band. She's, of course, a big kids thing. The Kingsmen. And the Jolly Green Giant, I think that was a follow-up to whatever other hit they ever had. You know what I'm talking about. Susan Christie, I Love Onions. She's a one-hit wonder, but scored big with this one. And she's actually got a couple albums out, which I think I've actually played a few things over the years. She's actually pretty good. But you can't get past that novelty onion song. That's just the way it goes. The vegetable song was Frances Baskerville, the Florida singing psychic. Joy Allen Wilshire, after that, Nut Pumpkin. Nut Pumpkin, that's correct. The broccoli song was Rocket Surgeons. Interesting thing there, I think. And then from the Smile Sessions, the Beach Boys in 2011. I think that's when the release was. Of course, the Vegetable Sessions were back in the 60s, and that was, of course, a different take of vegetables. And then we heard from Sonny Salisbury. Salisbury, all right, that's how you say it, the vegetable song. And then anybody here want to try my cabbage was, of course, Maggie Jones. Line forms to the right, please. And then Lou and Peter Berryman. When did we have sauerkraut? That's a good question. Anyway, let me go back to chopping. I'll be right back.
You've probably noticed that broccoli resembles a miniature tree. But have you ever considered what that makes you? Feel like a giant. Eat broccoli.
Free!
Green, green things. Grow up. From the ground, green, green things grow up from the ground. When you see the harvest moon, policeman comes around.
sauerkraut. Make your belly stick way out. Dig the pig with solid bark. Don't be green like an onion top. Slippy okra and collard green. Best stuff that you ever seen. Slide the okra with a solid bark. Don't be green like an onion top. Pickled pepper, sliced tomatoes. Oh boy, what a place. Lemonade, slice your pie. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. Boiled corn and lime or beans. Best dish that you ever seen. Dig the corn with solid bark. And don't be green like an onion top.
Oh, Behold, the green bean, the single greatest vegetable known to man. Cut, whole, fresh, frozen, steamed, or roasted. The green bean is a flavor machine delivering impeccable taste to all those who indulge. Buy one and get $199 free right now at your local supermarket for a limited time only. Experience the bean.
When I was a young'un in my teens, my mouth used to water for a lima bean. Your cabbage and your mustard greens. As for me, I love my lima beans. My mind never leaves those lima beans. Whenever I have a few cents in my jeans, I spend it all on lima beans.
The cabbage of the shimmy would not stop. a little red peach took its feet, the watermelon died of the cockati.
Little tomato, agitator, shook the shimmy with the sweet potato, and old man Garvin dropped dead of the collar down at the barnyard dance this morning. Down at the barnyard late this morning. Down at the barnyard dance.
Spinach has vitamin A, B, and D, but spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time, it was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time, I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time, oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I thought it was so strange. I wasn't getting much younger, so I just made the change. No longer is the stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig of myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. Time when I was just 16, I didn't like it the first time, guess I was mighty green. But I've stocked up, 'cause I've gotten wise, I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me.
Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes, please. Don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me palm me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes. Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes, please. Don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me palm me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me this, touch me that. Touch me everything I've got. And you touch me palm and me apple too. But here's one thing you can just get and do. All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Mom, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes, please. Don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me palm, me apple, potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes. Mister, take advice from me. The more you look, the less you see. But if you must have your way, have to pay. All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Mom, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes. Please, don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me from me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes.
All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, mom. Ain't you tired of squeeze up? Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes, please. Don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me, call me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes. Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes. Please, don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me, call me apple potatoes. Goodness sake, don't you touch me tomatoes. Oh, mister, don't touch me tomatoes. Please, don't you touch me tomatoes. Touch me, call me apple
potatoes. What's better than the incredibly versatile and delicious taste of bean curd? Nothing. With half the flavor of egg whites and double the structural integrity of a Lego brick, Sorta Extra Firm Tofu delivers a powerfully medium taste to your meals. You'll be surprised how much seasoning this coagulated soy milk needs to make it even somewhat edible.
Tofu.
How do you want it? Mushy and white. How do you like it? Preferred with brown rice. How much do you eat it? One serving at a time. Tofu, 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 that's nice. Brought my canvas bag to Whole Foods, went to the salad bar. So many vegan choices, gotta fit in my electric car. Pushed my cart around, sampled baba ganoush. Compostable spork, I dove right in to the Satan on spelt. My colleague Beth had quinoa, mesclun greens, tofu-dee. I want shiitake mushrooms with me, so on the side I want bulgur wheat, dairy-free pie. I want some tempeh nuggets, but I'll only have four. If you shop the farmer's market, you don't go to the store. Ooh, Buddha, namaste, said he gave that tofu four corners, and he gave that tofurkey two imitation breasts. As he said, I believe that the soybean died so that we might live. How do you want it? Mushy and white. How do you like it? Preferred with brown rice. How much do you eat it? One serving at a time. Tofu, 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 tofu.
Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature, trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness, I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers, coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just 'cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides
ridded and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call a spade a spade.
It's a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage.
I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
grated and steamed with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you
think, that feels,
that it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
It's time
grow.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
Let's
hell.
Call a spade a spade.
How
low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mash that potato. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled.
Baked in the stir fry are
grated and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmets,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot
field.
Juice constitutes murder.
PH genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take the macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade. Is a spade is a spade is a spade.
It's cruel, it's murder, cold-blooded, it's gross. To slay a poor vegetable just for your stew, or to serve with some cheese sauce on toast. Have you no decency, have you no shame, have you no conscience, you cad? To rip that poor vegetable out of the earth, away from its poor mom and dad. Oh, no, don't slay that potato. Let us be merciful, please. Don't boil it or fry it. Don't even freeze-dry it. Don't dice it or flake it. For God's sake, don't bake it. Don't shed the poor blood of that poor helpless bud. That's the worst kind of thing you could do. Oh, no, don't slay that potato. What never done nothing to you. Something your size instead of some carrot or bean. The peas are all trembling, bearing their pods just because you're so vicious and mean. How would you like to be grabbed by your hair and be ruthlessly yanked from your bed and have done to you God knows what a horrible thing to be eaten with full fiber bread? Oh, no, don't slay that potato. Just be merciful, please. Don't boil it or fry it. Don't even freeze dry it. Don't dice it or flake it. For God's sake, don't bake it. Don't shed the poor blood of that poor helpless bun. That's the worst kind of thing you could do. Oh, no, don't slay that potato. One never done nothing to you. It's no bed of roses, this vegetable life. You're basically stuck in the mud. You don't get around much, you don't see the sights with your carrot or celery or spud. You're helpless when somebody's flea-bitten dog takes a notion to pause for relief. Then somebody picks you and cleans you and eats you and causes you nothing but grief. Oh, no. Don't slay that potato. Let us be merciful, please. Don't boil it or fry it. Don't even freeze dry it. Don't dice it or flake it. For God's sake, don't bake it. Don't shed the poor blood of that poor helpless bud. That's the worst kind of thing you could do. Oh, no, don't slay that potato. What never done nothing to you. Some way of saving our skins, they ought to be passing a law. Just show anybody a cute little lamb, and they all stand around and go, ah. Well, potatoes are ugly, potatoes are plain. We're wrinkled and bumpy to boot. But give me a break, kid,
You mean to say that you'll eat us because we're not Jews? Oh, no, don't say that, the pigger. Let us be merciful, please. Don't boil it or fry it, don't eat it, please fry it. Don't dice it or flake it, for God's sake, don't bake it. Don't shed the poor blood of that poor helpless fudge. That's the worst kind of thing you could do. Oh, no, don't slay that potato. What never done nothing to you? Oh, no, don't slay that potato. What never done nothing to you?
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine. Maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canisters or lockers or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
Thank you very much.
Was a little boy around the table at home. I remember very well when company would come. I would have to sit right still until the whole crowd ate. My mother generally said to me, son, take a care and wait.
Well, an old potato never tastes good
when chicken's on the plate. But we have to eat them just the same.
Well, now that is just the reason why I
grow such feeble gait.
Oh, boy, then
just because we have to take an old cold tater and wait. Then I thought I'd start to death before my time would come. All that chicken on the plate and left me on a bone. The feet and neck was always left upon that chicken plate. It made my stomach mighty weak to take a tater and wait.
Well, an old cold tater never tastes good
when chicken's on the plate. But we have to eat them just the same.
Well, now that is just the reason why I
grow such feeble gait.
Boys, and
just because we have to take an old cold tater and wait.
I said now,
just because we have to take an old cold tater and wait.
Oh boy, then
just because we have to take an old cold tater and
okay, we're back again, and I got to tell you, I'm really proud of my wife this year with the garden she put in. We had tomatoes, we had broccoli, peppers, eggplant didn't do so good this year. We got squash out there now, line forms to the right, and other things, and it was just a pretty good year. Last year was better, but this year was pretty good too, so we're tearing it apart with gratitude. All right, so let's see, what have we been listening to? We heard from Snowbud and the Flower People. Remember them, don't you? Yeah, me either. And that was, of course, Green Thang from an album, a tape, a cassette that I was looking at for years. I don't know where it went, but Snowbud and the Flower People. Weird. All about the herb, you know. Green Onion Top was Roosevelt Sykes. One of the Honey Drippers, I guess, or and the Honey Drippers. Should have written that better. All right. Anyway, Pour the Corn was Hal Page and the Wailers. Corn! Now we can make whiskey! Yeah! Lima Beans was Eddie Ware. A lot of people don't like Lima Beans. I could care less. The Barnyard Dance, also called The Vegetable Song from Steve Goodman, from many, many years ago. Julie Lee and her boyfriends, The Spinach Song. And then Don't Touch Me Tomatoes was Josephine Baker. That's right, Josephine Baker. And then we had a Tofu Song from Stassia Newcomb. I found that on YouTube and was flattened by it. That's wonderful, wonderful. The Arrogant Worms, after that, Carrot Juice is Murder. Tom Paxton, Don't Slay That Potato. Shara Wheeler and the Potatoes Song. Followed by Take an Old Cold Tater and Wait. Little Jimmy Dickens had a big hit with that, but this was Smith, Fairley, Thomas, and Smith, whoever they are. All right, I got a couple more for you, as I always do, but I want to remind you just that, you know, you should eat a vegetable today. I don't think any other words could suffice other than that, all right? So I'll see you next week with maybe something healthy. We'll see.
I don't relish the thought of going out to my garden at midnight. Could it be my fertile imagination? Maybe I am just hearing things. I must squash my fears, and I've got to find out what's there in the darkness, or I won't get a moment's peace. Themselves. Oh, what a harrowing experience. I'm sure it'll amount to nothing more than a hill of beans. But an army of vegetables, a scallion battalion, is on the rampage under the command of Colonel Corn with the husky voice. Sure, he's a little wet behind the ears, but shucks, he's the principal stockholder. Who planted this seed of discontent? From where did it stem? Even with my green thumb, I can't put my finger on it. But I know the soil is tired of being treated like dirt. Celery stalks at midnight, lurking in the moonlight. What's this funny nightmare all about? Celery stalks at midnight. I'm glad I've got my flashlight. I can see the broccoli juggling Brussels sprouts. It's like a bad dream, a crazy sort of mad dream. Must have been something that I ate, no doubt. Look at that potato putting on his shades. Claims he won the middle raffle. Now he's climbing up a tree, flirting with an apple. What's causing this vegetation migration? The tomato is far ahead of the others, yelling,
"Catch up! Catch up! Where have you been? Let's get to the root of this problem!"
But the romaine held her ground, crying, "Leave me alone, let us wait. I don't care what you say, something may turn up. You and the cabbage go on ahead. All eyes are on the potato, and the meat goes on." It's like a bad dream, a crazy sort of mad dream. Must have been something that I ate, no doubt. Celery stalks at midnight, lurking in the moonlight. What's this funny, funny nightmare all about? It's some sort of evil garden plot.
cucumber the first, summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was busheled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his salary, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted. But I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going great, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my feeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear, and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over to the grain station. I got there just in time to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. No one got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Vega. Passing my usual stop, I got off at Cado. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the Saffron Station Pumpkin Gas. As soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. My brother had always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots. Sure, we had tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irritated me to see artichoke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed. Like most maple couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, "I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm going to leaf you for basil, you fruit." He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. I said, "Hey, we're not far from the mushroom. Let's walk over." He said, "That's a very rice place. That's the same little bar where Alfalfa my wife." When we got there, I pulled up a cherry and tried to produce small talk. I told him I hadn't seen Olive, not since I shelled off for a trip to macadamia. When I told her we cantaloupe, the time just wasn't ripe. She knew what I meant. When we left the mushroom, we were pretty well juiced. I told Artie to say hello to the boys in Barry, and that I'd orange to see him another time. Well, it all came out in the morning peppers. Artie caught Peaches that night with Basil, and Artie beat Basil bad, leaving him with two beautiful acres. Peaches, she was found in the garden. She'd been pruned. Well, my little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes. Me, Idaho. My name? Wheat. My friends call me Colonel. And that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you so much. It's a garden out there.